Romans, chapter 2. Therefore you are without excuse, O man, whoever you are that judge, for in what you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge participate in the same things. And we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who participate in such things. And reckon this, O man, who judge those who participate in such things, and do the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But after your hardness and impenitent heart treasure up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works. To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But to those who are factious, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, will be wrath and indignation. Tribulation and anguish, on every soul of man who works evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man who works good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For there is no favoritism with God. For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who don't have the law do by nature the things of the law, these, not having the law, are the law to themselves. In that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness with them, and their thoughts one with another accusing or excusing them. In the day when God judges the secrets of men, according to my good news, by Christ Jesus, but if you bear the name of a Jew, and rest on the law, and glory in God, and know his will, and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide of the blind, a light of those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of juveniles, having in the law the form of knowledge and of the truth. You therefore who teach another, don't you teach yourself? You who preach a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say a man should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who detest idols, do you rob temples? You who glory in the law, through your transgression of the law do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, even as it is written. For circumcision indeed profits, if you participate in the law, but if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If therefore the uncircumcision keeps the ordinances of the law, will not his uncircumcision be reckoned for circumcision? And will not the uncircumcision which is by nature, if it fulfills the law, judge you, who with the letter and circumcision are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.